Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Ahem. I ate some chicken with hot cherry peppers during the break. Ahem. Yo.
Is it good?
Honestly, it was absolutely delicious.
And we sacrificed.
Absolutely
sacrifice.
Delicious.
Yeah.
But having some issues right now. Well, we're all good.
You're going to be good?
Hit the water? The crew and you. Yeah, I do have some water here. Those cherry peppers were hot, man. We're going to bring our friend PJ Glasser on in just a second. Rob Mazzola, 20 minutes from now. Best Bets will close the show. But Femi, we got a baseball game starting in, about 10 minutes here with the Dodgers and the Phillies. Game number 4 in Los Angeles. Dodgers minus 135, Phillies plus 115. Total of the game is 8. I don't think we're going to go to 8.5, but this over has been getting bet all day. How are you betting the Dodgers and the Phillies?
I'm betting the Dodgers. A hell of an effort last night by the Phillies. The top of the order finally woke up with Schwarber and Turner and Bohm and Harper. Great. They're not going to get it done today. I think that was just delaying the inevitable. The Dodgers are the better team. I think the Dodgers realize, hey, we don't want to have to go back to Philly on a Saturday night with that crowd. You don't want those problems. So I think the Dodgers have the urgency, and Glasnow gets it done. Minus 135 is a bet for me.
Yeah, what I said at the start of the show, I'm betting the Dodgers just to win the National League here. I like that price a lot. Almost even money, minus 105. I do like the Dodgers to win today. If they don't, I think they'll win game 5. So I like the price on the Dodgers here. So I do like LA as well. So Femi and I both rocking with the Los Angeles Dodgers against the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, Mazzola in 20, our best bets to close the show. And we'll bring you all the updated injury info. Jalen Carter, will he or won't he play? As we approach the end of today's program.
Peppers, baby.
Some hot cherry peppers, ma'am. Joining us right now on the show to give us some bets for the football weekend is our BetMGM Network teammate, the host of Send It In, weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern, all social platforms on the BetMGM Network, the great PJ Glasser. On Twitter, we should have done the... Jake, do you have the music? If so, just hit the play. There he is. Glass is broken, and here comes PJ. Glasser316 says he's going to cash some bets on Twitter at PJGlasser9. What's going on, buddy?
How you guys doing?
How are you?
I'm okay. My football team, my NFL team, they're struggling these days. The Ravens. We were talking a little bit about that before I hopped on. But I'm doing good.
What's your thought on the Ravens?
I mean, they're in trouble. I'm pretty surprised, the markets are the way that they are, right? With them to still win the division and still make the playoffs. I know they're going to get all their guys back after the bye week next week, but I mean, they still have to go on the road to Green Bay. They still have to go on the road to Pittsburgh. And then the Ravens every year, they lose like a game or two that they have no business losing. So I think they're going to probably drop a third game. So at best, they're going to be 9-8. Maybe they win the division. But, you know, these people that are maybe looking to buy in when they get Lamar and all these guys back, I don't see it. I think they've dug themselves too deep a hole.
Will the Baltimore Ravens make the playoffs?
No, I don't think they will.
You want to, like, is that an opinion you want to take? Like, just like the little piggy.
No,
I want to take that opinion to market. Oh, you did take it.
I bet
to market.
Yeah, yeah. I bet it. I got it 3-1 though. So I got a great price. I got it before the Chiefs game, I want to say, because I came on with you guys that week and I told you I love Kansas City. I didn't think they were going to win. And then Lamar got hurt, obviously. So he didn't play in the Houston game and then they had all those injuries, but they're not beating the Rams this week. So yeah, I'd grab it now because when they lose to the Rams, that number is just going to keep going down, but I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Wow. So PJ, very anti the Baltimore Ravens right now, 7.5-point dogs against the Rams this weekend. We'll turn our attention to college in a second here, PJ. Do you like anything in the NFL this weekend? Give us like one or two games that you like.
I love Seattle this week, you guys. Just outright, -110 against Jacksonville. I think that the Jags, you know, coming off a short week, that big win against Kansas City, one of the biggest wins of the Lawrence era, how they're going to handle themselves, I think is going to be really interesting. They've been a team so far this season that's really feasted off of turnovers. You know, four of the five games, they forced at least three. They had the pick six against Kansas City. Now, Darnold is obviously a guy that can turn the ball over, but I think that they're really going to lean on the backs, Walker and Charbonnet. And since Mike McDonald has been in Seattle, you know, when we think of the Seahawks, we think about the 12th man, what a great home field. Since McDonald's been there, it's actually been the complete opposite. They are a great road team, and they have not been good at home. They're like 3-9 against the spread in their last 12 at home under him as coach, and then they're 9-1 in their last 10 road games. So Seattle off a tough home loss to Tampa. They've already won on the road twice this year at Arizona, at Pittsburgh. I think they're going to take care of business in Jacksonville. I think, you know, getting a pick'em type game where I feel like I'm getting the better defense, the better quarterback, and the better coach, I like Seattle in that kind of game. And then going to the Rams-Ravens game, guys, going back to that, Rams team total over, I like a lot, 27.5. Just keep fading the Ravens defense. They're going to have no answers for that Rams offense, especially off an extended week. And the Rams just lost to San Francisco as big favorites, right? So they're not going to take the Ravens lightly, and they're just going to have no answers for that LA offense. So Rams team total over, Seahawks money line, two favorite bets this week.
That is the PJ Glasser. I wish Mike McDonald was the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens version of his NFL bets. They're betting Seattle and also fading the defense of the Baltimore Ravens. I like it, PJ. Let's talk college football, though. Your other team, they're playing pretty well. Alabama beat Georgia, beat Vandy. Why be concerned about Diego Pavia? They're going to cover the spread at the end of the game. Now they're taking on this Missouri team. The point spread's down to 3 on the road in Columbia. How do you feel about the Tide this Saturday?
You know, it's a tricky game, right? On paper, Missouri does a lot of things that should give Bama a ton of issue. You know, we know Bama has that great passing attack. Ty's played terrific at quarterback. They have the three great receivers. Missouri's got a good secondary. They get after the quarterback. And then on the other side of the ball, Bama struggles to stop the run. And Missouri's got a terrific running back in Ahmad Hardy. Bo Pribula is a really good athlete at quarterback. The problem is Missouri just like hasn't played anybody this year. And Drinkwitz, since he's been at Missouri, like they just don't win these kinds of games. So even though the line is telling you to bet Mizzou, Bama's coming off two huge wins against Georgia and Vandy. They got Tennessee on deck. Like it's a noon game on the road. Mizzou's off a bye. There's a lot of things that would tell you to bet Mizzou in the game, but I kind of think Bama's going to win. So I haven't bet it yet. Maybe we get a 2.5 potentially. If we get something under 3, I might look that way, but I do like the Tide to win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you betting Red River with John Mateer's status kind of hovering around this game? Some people think that he might be able to play. Some people think he's not going to be able to play. 17 days out from surgery. He's been pushing to play, according to ESPN's Pete Famel. How are you betting Red River, OU, Texas, Longhorns laying one?
Yeah, I like Texas. And Femi, I hope Mateer plays because I think it would be a mistake to rush him back. You know, guys, he had surgery on his right hand, right? So not only like gripping the football is going to be difficult, throwing the football. And I know Arch has struggled, but Texas still has a really good defense. And the thing about this rivalry, it feels like the last decade or so, however you feel about these two teams going into the game, usually the opposite happens, right? So it feels like most of the time Texas comes into this game and they're the better team. They're kind of riding the high, and Oklahoma usually plays up to Texas. And this year it's the opposite. And look, Texas's season's on the line, right? They lose this game. I mean, they're not making the playoff with a third loss. So desperation with Texas. I think if Mateer plays, I actually like it for Texas. Their defense is still elite. And I just think they find a way to win the game. So I'll take the more desperate team with Texas there. Red River should be a good one, though.
This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with our BetMGM Network teammate PJ Glasser, who you can find weekdays from 1 to 1:30 on Send It In here on the BetMGM Network. What about the big noon kickoff game, PJ? Ohio State in Champaign laying 2 touchdowns against this Illini team that, of course, we all saw the Indiana result, but a really strong performance against USC a couple of weeks ago. Who wins and what's the point spread? Like, what are you looking at from the side standpoint here?
Yeah, I'd lay it with Ohio State, man. -14.5. They're on a different level than Illinois. It was a nice win for the Illini beating USC, but I was on with you guys previewing that game. You know, I mean, that's just more about Lincoln Riley and USC never playing well, never covering spreads when they have to go to the Central or Eastern time zone. Ohio State, their defense has been unbelievable so far this season. I think they're really going to give Illinois a ton of issue. And offensively, I think they're going to give Illinois is going to have a tough time stopping that offense. So I like Ohio State. -14.5. I usually don't like laying that big a number on the road, especially in a top 20 matchup, but I think Ohio State is just head and shoulders above Illinois, so I think they roll that one.
By the way, we have some news that North Carolina has suspended an assistant coach for like recruiting violations. Armond Hawkins suspended for violating NCAA rules related to extra benefits. He has been placed on leave. Armond Hawkins would be the textbook definition of fall guy. Just my opinion. We'll see what happens with Bill Belichick in the days and weeks to come. Glassman, Oregon and Indiana and Eugene. Oregon, about 7.5-point home favorite. How are you betting that game, if at all?
Yeah, I think Oregon this week, you guys, is a great money line parlay piece. If we get down to 7, I'd probably look at laying it with the Ducks. Since Cignetti has been at Indiana, he's only lost to 2 teams, and they were the 2 teams that played for the national title last year, Notre Dame and Ohio State. His team is so well coached, they don't beat themselves. But when they go up against like the top tier of college football, when they go up against teams that just have all this NFL talent and they don't really have the staying power to hang in the trenches, that's when they tend to falter. We saw that against the Irish and the Buckeyes last year. So I think they can keep this game close for a half, but then third quarter, early fourth, you're going to start to see the Ducks pull away a little bit. So I like Oregon as a money line parlay piece. And if we were to get a flat 7 with them, I would look to lay it with the Ducks.
What about USC and Michigan?
I like USC in that game as well. You know, you get unranked USC who's favored at home against Michigan. So right there, that kind of jumps out to you. But look, USC's coming off a bye. Michigan played last week against Wisconsin, so they have to travel now out to LA to take on USC. And Lincoln Riley, ever since he's been in LA, I mean, it's been as simple as just when they're at home, you bet USC, and when they're on the road, you fade USC. And to me, this is another one of those games. It will be interesting to see how USC handles Michigan's rushing attack, because USC has really struggled against the run this year. Justice Haynes has had a fantastic year. His prop number, you guys, is at 105.5. So that kind of tells you what odds makers think he's going to have that kind of day on the ground. Bryce Underwood keeps getting better and better, but I like USC at home off of a bye. Under a field goal, I think, is a good bet. So I like the Trojans.
How about Auburn and Georgia?
Like the under in this game, it's hit 9 of the last 11 times these two teams have played. Auburn's offense has not looked good so far in SEC play against Oklahoma and against A&M. And then I think Georgia's also going to struggle a little bit. You know, they've struggled against teams that can really throw the ball, like Tennessee and Bama. Jackson Arnold just isn't quite there yet as a passer, and he's got terrific receivers, but he just hasn't been able to utilize them yet. So I don't think Auburn's going to score all too much. And night game at Jordan-Hare is a tough place to play. I think it's going to be similar to that Bama-Georgia game, you know, 24-20, 21-17, somewhere in that range. So I like the under in the game.
Give us, PJ, a best bet in either the NFL or college football, something that we have not yet talked about here in this interview.
Yeah, let's go to like a group of five game. I like Air Force this week, you guys, against UNLV. I'll take Air Force plus the 6.5. I'll take them on the money line as well. UNLV, Dan Mullen's the coach for UNLV. In his first year, they're 5-0. They're having a nice season. Air Force, they've lost 4 straight games. They have one of the worst defenses in the group of five. You know, against Navy, that those totals are always like in the 30s. It was in the 50s and it went over easily. So Air Force's defense is horrendous. But UNLV has a look ahead spot next week against Boise. And I think they'll be looking ahead a little bit to that game. Air Force is a team, very high variance, because they do have a good offense, but they have a terrible defense. I think the fact that that number will not touch 7 and they're giving you UNLV 6.5, saying a lot. So I like Air Force plus points. I'd take some money line. I think they win that game outright.
Any plans to meet up with Tyler Morales this fall for a football game?
No plans yet to meet up with Tyler.
Tyler wrote in our chat that he would like to be invited to a game. What game would you invite Tyler to? 10 seconds.
We can go like Bama LSU. We can do that game.
Tyler?
I'm there.
So, like, PJ, like, will you, like, text Tyler or no? Or will, be honest.
I mean, I'll have to look into it to see what flights and tickets are. But, yeah, if we can make it work, I'll text them.
That sounded like a no. PJ, great job. Send it in tomorrow 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
PJ Glasser joining us here on the show. On the other side, pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola. Best bets for week 6 in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.